USA Radio News.
The Labor Department reported that the unemployment rate is down to 3.9%, and the economy added 157,000 jobs in the month of July. That is down from 248,000 jobs that were added in the month of June. Tony Sayi Jr. is the Assistant Secretary of Public Affairs for the U.S. Treasury. He says things are starting to turn around for the American people.
People are starting to feel the real benefit of economic leadership that he's shown. And when we talk about growth, it's a very important number. Maria, I know you and I have talked about this many times. 4.1 is a very, very impressive number. We expect to hopefully continue on a trajectory where we have sustained 3% growth.
Clark County, Nevada Sheriff Joe Lombardo said today the Las Vegas Police Department final report will say that investigators have not been able to determine Stephen Paddock's motive for carrying out the deadliest random shooting in U.S. history. The report also indicated that Paddock acted alone. This is USA Radio News.
Listen to what Chris said about Andro 400.
I've lost almost 40 pounds in 10 weeks. My son was getting married, and when I went for the suit fitting, I was a size 48. And when I went back to do the final fitting, I was a 44. I have more energy, that's for sure. I probably lost 4 inches around my belly. I'm 57, and I'm fat when I was in my 30s.
Here's what Dwayne said about Andro 400.
This product really works. I'm an old guy and I don't trust nobody. And I've tried all kinds of stuff. It's one of the few things I've ever bought that works. I couldn't believe it. I feel better. I have more energy. I walk 12 miles a day. I feel great. It changed my life. It really has. It's really incredible.
Guys, if you'd like to lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel great, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435. Andro400.com.
America's top diplomat is accusing North Korea's leader of breaking promises made to President Trump. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports.
Following recent reports, the North is still developing missiles and missile fuel, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo on an Asian trip tells reporters that Kim Jong-un had agreed to denuclearize, but that the North is now acting, in Pompeo's words, inconsistent with agreements reached at the summit between President Trump and its leader. He says also the North remains in violation of numerous United Nations Security Council resolutions. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Joe Pappas, a man charged with murdering George H.W. Bush's former cardiologist, committed suicide today after being confronted by two members of the Houston Police Department. One of Pappas's former friends said he had a list and had planned more killings of people that bullied him back when he was in high school. Pappas also transferred his house deed the day before the killing as well. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, Charlie Jones here. I've been sleeping on a MyPillow now for 10 weeks, and I'm telling you, my sleep has improved dramatically. So what are you waiting for? Jump on board and start experiencing the kind of restorative sleep you need in your life. And if you're waiting for a better offer, your wait is over, because MyPillow just brought back their best offer ever. It's their buy one, get one free special. Just go to MyPillow.com, click on the buy one, get one free special, use my code USA, and get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price. That's MyPillow.com, click on the buy one, get one free special, and enter promo code USA.
Scott Baio is turning the tables and claiming Nicole Eggert, his former Charles in Charge co-star, who accused him of sexual assault, is harassing him. Baio held a press conference yesterday.
Somebody I worked with a long time ago named Nicole Eggert started a campaign to harm not just me, but my entire family, my friends, and anyone who opposes her. Nicole Eggert started this harassment campaign months before she filed a false police report in an attempt to shame me before any evidence was examined. She has failed. And today we are sending out a message about her that I very much hope everyone hears. I am announcing today that I have taken 5 separate polygraph tests given by 2 highly renowned examiners.
We hear from one of the people who conducted one of the lie detector tests.
He tested as being truthful when he answered no to each of these questions. Again, 5 separate tests, 2 different examiners, 100% truthful on 100% of all tests he took.
Baio also shares then how some of these accusations can hurt the innocent.
There's nothing protecting somebody that's falsely accused. Nothing. Somebody can accuse you. Somebody can make something up, and it's okay. And goodbye. And the person that does the accusing is all sympathetic, and the person that is being accused is the devil.
Eggert's response through her agent was, what kind of person hires a crisis manager? A guilty one. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.